When Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life, does he mean the only way, truth, and life? I answer that question in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In our Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Christopher Neuendorf writes about his journey into Lutheranism from Greek Orthodoxy. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org. If I were to ask you what in, let's just narrow it to the Old Testament. What in the Old Testament serves as excellent devotional material? Immediately you're going to go, the Psalms. Yes, you will. Why not Proverbs, which sits right next to Psalms and is the same genre of literature? It's wisdom literature. Granted, it isn't a series of 150 prayers, and it is less organized, it seems, than the Psalms are, but why not Proverbs? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Joining us to talk about devotions from the book of Proverbs, Pastor Rod Zwanitzer. He's associate pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Heartland, Michigan, and author of a new book, Wise Words for Each Day, a devotional on Proverbs. Rod, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
What do you think is the biggest myth about the book of Proverbs?
It seems to be that most people treat it as just a book of practical advice, moralisms, if you will, similar to the problem that we have in the church of some Sunday school teachers teaching the Bible as all nothing more than how to be a good little boy or girl, and nothing really about, you know, sin and salvation from that sin. So I would say that's usually the biggest misunderstanding that we have in the church about Proverbs.
What major devotional themes do we find in this book?
That it compares and it talks about believers versus non-believers in terms that if you don't understand the genre of biblical literature that Proverbs is in called wisdom literature, you would think that it's talking about wise people that are intellectually very capable versus those that have less IQs. But it's really talking about whether they have been saved by the precious gospel. So that's the big theme of it. And then it breaks that down into competitive voices vying for our affection and our following. And we'll get into this a little later on, my favorite part, that Proverbs 8, which is real famous in the history of the Christian church, wisdom is personified and made into a human in what it calls Lady Wisdom, which is none other than Jesus, which is fascinating. And that voice of Lady Wisdom competes with the voice of folly or the adulteress. So those are the two big themes in the book of Proverbs.
So how should we approach Proverbs for private devotion?
Well, I think first of all, and like in all of Scripture, we want to see and find Jesus and the gospel for us. You know, it's similar to, I think, the excellent work that you did on teaching people how to judge a good sermon. What's being said about Jesus, and is he running the verbs of salvation? And so that's how we should approach using Proverbs as devotional, and my devotional seeks to do. And I would encourage the people to do, as I say in my little foreword, see and utilize the other principles of good biblical interpretation. Look at the context, what's going on around it. If it's a difficult verse or passage, seek out other places in the Bible or Proverbs where it might be a little clearer and use that. And the other principles that we would use in interpreting the Bible, use those in Proverbs. And I think that's how we should approach it.
How do Lutherans usually use the book of Proverbs?
Well, I think I was that way, Todd, before I, in seminary, I took one of the best classes I had from a professor that I feared greatly, Dr. Horace Hummel. I don't know if you took any from him, but I had avoided him intentionally. And then my last quarter, I thought I'd better belly up to the bar and take a class from him. And it was on wisdom literature. And before that class, I thought I understood Proverbs, but I understood it as a lot of Lutherans do, that it's only really talking about the sanctified part of the Christian life, and very law-oriented, third use of the law type of stuff. And so I'm really trying to introduce people to see that as that sample that I read, there's a lot of gospel in Proverbs. You just have to understand the genre and the use of the words. So I think a lot of Lutherans use it in that practical sense, which so much of Christianity does. And I see that as a misunderstanding and a misuse of the thrust of Proverbs.
Why is it vital, as you have said already, that we understand Proverbs Christologically?
Simply put, because Jesus says so. In one of my favorite passages in the Bible, Luke 24, verse 27, on the first Easter, that great story about Jesus appears and somehow disguises himself walking with the two fellows to Emmaus. And they're all down and depressed that the Christ was doing amazing miracles, and they had great hope for him to redeem Israel, to free Israel from the domination of the Roman Empire and restore their great country to its prominence under King David. And this Jesus, this Nazarene, who they had great hopes for, he goes and gets himself arrested, and they put him to death in a very terrible way, which makes the whole movement look like nothing. They treat him like the worst of political enemies. They crucify him. And they say it's even worse than that. For this very day, some of our women were at the tomb and they stole his body. They desecrated his grave. And then Jesus responds with this amazing reaction, "You fools who are too slow to understand that Moses and all the prophets was talking how necessary was the crucifixion and the resurrection." And then in this next verse, he says an amazing thing. "And he opened all Moses and the prophets," which, you know, we would unload as all of the Old Testament, "and he interpreted to them in all of the scriptures the thing concerning himself." So that's, if Jesus sees Proverbs as centered on Christ and his work of salvation, so should we. And so that's what makes us Lutherans different. That's what distinguishes my daily devotional on Proverbs from all the others.
How does the book of Proverbs, how does it lead us when we study it to explore the rest of Scripture?
Well, the wonderful thing that I've found over mining Proverbs for all I can is that, you know, one might think that it's discussing things that aren't discussed anywhere in Scripture. But I found that it correlates with all the teachings of the rest of the Old Testament and the New Testament. Let me give an example of that. Initially, when I was writing this devotional, I was keeping an index of these references that I was referring to in the rest of Scripture, and I was going to publish it. And then I thought, it's kind of cumbersome. It's kind of academic, scholarly. I didn't know if the normal person would use it. And then it added a lot of pages to the book. And so I left it off. But I found in just that, I'd referenced 55 out of the other 65 books of the Bible. And easily, I could have found references in the other 11. So I think that if people see that, they will start to see that Proverbs is right in there teaching us the rest of the truths of Holy Scripture. And so to me, that's what's exciting about studying the Bible, is it all folds together around this central theme of Jesus crucified and resurrected for the forgiveness of our sins.
We're talking about devotions from the book of Proverbs with Pastor Rod Zwanitzer. When we return, why does the Christian need the wisdom found in the book of Proverbs?
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our adventure through the Apocalypse, the Book of Revelation, with the 1,000 years, defeat of Satan, great judgment, new heavens and new earth, and all things new. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Church music directors can find a new community at Prelude to Postlude, the CPH music blog. Learn helpful tips for managing music ministry and involving members, and meet the composers of some of your favorite new pieces. Plus, find suggestions of music to use for special services, and preview some of our newest works with free samples you can use at your church. Visit us at preludetopostlude.org.
It's August, and time to look forward to the academic year. Ad Crucem has just what you need to beautify your classroom, at home or school. We've crafted a series of posters to put what we believe, teach, and confess on display. See our Ten Commandments, Lord's Prayer, Luther's Daily Prayers, Apostles' Creed, Nicene Creed, Athanasian Creed, Liturgical Calendar, and much more. Visit adcrucem.com. That's adcrucem.com.
All four gospel writers tell the story of Jesus' baptism in slightly different ways, in slightly unique ways. Does this mean, then, that there are contradictions in the accounts of Jesus' baptism? Certainly not. But if you've ever had this question or others related to it about other stories of the Bible, you should pick up a copy of the August issue of the Lutheran Witness, Breathed Out by God, where we talk about these seeming contradictions of Scripture. To get your copy, visit cph.org/witness or our website, witness.lcms.org, to learn more. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Declaring to you the whole counsel of God, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues, Etc. congregational sponsor: Augsburg Lutheran, Shawnee, Kansas; Concordia Lutheran, Geneseo, Illinois; Holy Cross Lutheran, Carlisle, Illinois; Hope Lutheran, Melbourne, Florida; Mount Zion Lutheran, Greenfield, Wisconsin; Our Savior Lutheran, Grand Rapids, Michigan; Redeemer Lutheran, Marshalltown, Iowa; St. John Lutheran, Port Sanilac, Michigan; St. Paul Lutheran, Long Beach, California; Trinity Lutheran, St. Charles, Missouri; and Zion Lutheran, Tacoma, Washington. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues, Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support, Donate, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues, Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the podcast, at our website, and in the Issues, Etc. journal. The Lutheran Public Radio Choir with the hymn, The Church's One Foundation. It's playing right now on our 24/7 sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. Listen anytime, anywhere at lutheranpublicradio.org, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Apple HomePod, and the LPR mobile app. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the world. Pastor Rod Zwanitzer is our guest. We're talking about devotions from the book of Proverbs. So, Rod, why does the Christian need the wisdom that's found there in the book of Proverbs?
Well, we could answer that in a lot of different ways. 1 Corinthians identifies Jesus as our wisdom. And to unload that, the whole counsel of God's word would, I think, in many different ways and approaches, tell us that we need to be, number one, put on the way, the road, the path. That's how Proverbs and a lot of other places in Scripture describe the highway to heaven, to use an old Aretha Franklin song that I love. That is a big theme in Proverbs. And I think that's very important for Christians to hear that wonderful teaching, that God puts us on that path, that highway to heaven. And he constantly teaches us in this book of wisdom, Proverbs, that we need to be aware of being very discerning to stay on that path, that way, that road that leads to eternal life with God in heaven. And so that encouragement and that admonition is unique, I think, to Proverbs. And it certainly connects with other parts of the Bible that do that. But I think Christians will be astounded that this book of Proverbs does that so magnificently. Once you see that it's not talking about moralisms, it's talking about being put on this road to eternal life with Jesus and staying on it, and not let the enemies of Jesus, Lady Wisdom, take us off of that by their seduction and all these other enticements and these other temptations. And I think that's the magnificent thing that I've found in the book of Proverbs, and I'm encouraging other Christians to join me in this.
Before we let you go, if you would, read us one of your favorite devotions from Wise Words.
Sure. I've got to pick, this is the January 8th devotion called Wisdom Calls to Everyone. Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice? Proverbs 8:1. This eighth proverb is the first passage where wisdom herself speaks. This verse is a rhetorical question. The message is that wisdom has raised her voice to all humanity to give them understanding. This proverb is the one the historical church used against the heretic Arius to declare the eternal presence of Christ. Wisdom is the call, the voice that has gone out and continues to call all humans to believe in Christ as their Lord and Savior from sin, death, and devil. The wisdom of all the ages has now come to earth to be conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Wisdom suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Wisdom then descended into hell and rose again from the dead. Wisdom then ascended into heaven and sits at God's right hand, and wisdom will return to judge the living and the dead. This call, this understanding, this Christ raises her voice today to bring us to faith in him, as Luther penned, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. And the prayer for that devotion is, Our Father in heaven, continue to call forth with the pure gospel of Jesus. Through your Spirit, give us the understanding to have faith in this gospel, calling us from all foolishness to your truth. Keep us wise so that we receive salvation to eternal life. In Jesus, amen. Then I have a section, if you want to go on for further study, I refer people to read 1 Corinthians 1:26 through 31. And that talks about God has chosen what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. So right there, he says that the world's definition of wisdom is not his. And so I have a little word connect section, which asks this question. Wisdom in Christ calls out to all people. What does this passage, this 1 Corinthians 1 passage, say about calling out to the world's wise? It says that he calls out basically to them to realize that their wisdom is not real wisdom, but their real wisdom is Jesus and his righteousness, his salvation. So it says, it ends with, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord, boast in Lady Wisdom. You can see kind of where that's my favorite, because to me, that's the heart and soul of Proverbs. And it's echoing the heart and the soul of all of Scriptures in my mind.
And what makes this devotional approach to the book of Proverbs different from all the others?
Well, as we've talked, it's focused on the center of the Bible, that the crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ is for the forgiveness of sins. And the other thing that makes it unique is that my formatting is that on day one of every month of the year, you'll receive a portion of Proverbs 1. And then on day two of every month, you're going to receive a portion of Proverbs 2. So then in 12 months, you're going to cycle through all 31 Proverbs quite a bit. So I'm going to give you a huge chunk of the book of Proverbs. I can't do it all, but that makes it really unique. And I think the last thing is I've tried to make it not cumbersome in terms of the required time to use it each day. It's more in the spirit of Portals of Prayer, if your listeners are familiar with that great Lutheran resource. Probably 2 to 3 minutes is all it takes, unless you want to go in through the further study and that. So I think those things make it kind of unique. And in my estimation, too, it has one of the best cover designs I've seen. I commissioned a liturgical artist, Kelly Schumacher of Agnus Dei Liturgical Arts, to paint an original painting of Proverbs 8.
Pastor Rod Zwanitzer is associate pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Heartland, Michigan. He's author of the new book, Wise Words for Each Day, a devotional on Proverbs. You'll find a link to this book on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Rod, thanks.
Thanks, and great to be with you, Todd.
In hour two of Issues Etc., we're going to be joined by Dr. Carl Fekencher of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, to hear Jesus' words from Luke chapter 12. Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. What in the world does Christ mean? We'll find out next.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God. God in His ways.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
For your next family vacation, consider Our Beach House, a charming three-bedroom vacation rental on beautiful Siesta Key. Just off Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Key Beach, consistently voted America's best, is just 100 steps away. Whether you're watching the sunset over the Gulf of Mexico or frolicking in the warm surf, you and your family will fall in love with Siesta Key. Check us out at SiestaKeyRentalGenie.com or call Virginia at 941-266-1858.
Terry Mattingly is the eternal boomer. In other words, he, due to the circumstances of his birth, is lame.
Here's some feedback from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Terry can be counted on to deliver his boring, blasé take in his irritatingly pseudo-profound fashion. Anyway, lame. May God have mercy on Terry and Issues Etc. You're all a bunch of lame boomers.
The Issues Etc. comment line, available 24/7, 618-223-8382.